the histories, oral histories from the Eatonville community. So why don't you begin by telling me your full name?
My name is Harriet Mosley.
Harriet Mosley?
Uh-huh.
And what is your address?
512 Wigman Drive.
And where were you born, Ms. Mosley?
I was born in Eatonville, Florida, 1928.
Okay. Tell me just basically some of your memories from
growing up
in Eatonville.
Well, Zora was a very good friend of my grandmother, and she named me Harriet, and she was one of my godmothers. I had two godmothers. One was named Armetta, and the other one was named Zora.
Oh, so Zora named you mm-hmm. what your name was. Mm-hmm. Now, what was your grandmother's name?
My grandmother's name is Matilda.
And you said, who was your other godmother?
Her name was Armetta Jones.
Armetta Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And she was from Eatonville also?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, since we're on the story of Zora, tell me some of your memories of Zora, what type of person she was.
Well, she was a very nice lady, and she loved children. She would always come and get us and take us over to Rollins College, and we would do little stunts on the stage, like jumping, hopping around on the stage and having a good time. But she was very interested in children.
Tell me some of the things that you remember you did as a child. What types of games did you play?
Well, we didn't play any games with her.
No, you didn't. Not necessarily that you played.
We didn't play games, but just like I said, we didn't play any games at all with her.
Right.
But the only thing she did for us was take us over to Rollins College. Quite a few of the children right here in Eatonville. That's the only thing she did for us.
Right.
Because she didn't stay in town long enough.
Mm-hmm. She was in and out of town.
She's in and out of town all the time.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, just tell me, but even exclusive of Zora, tell me some of the games that you played as a child here in town with the other children.
Well, we played ball.
Uh-huh. What types of ball?
Baseball. And we would do a lot of swimming. That's the only thing that we did, because this was a small, very small community, not too many houses mm-hmm. in Eatonville.
Did you ever play jump rope?
Yes, we played jump rope.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember any of your rhymes that you jumped rope to?
No, I don't remember all that.
And you said you swam. Was that a pretty...
Lake Sebilia Lake over here.
What was the town like as a child? What did
it was like? Very small. It was just a very small community.
Uh-huh.
My great-great uncle founded Eatonville. And his name was Joe Clark.
Okay.
And he had the first grocery store in Eatonville. And that's where Zora did all of her writing from Joe Clark's store.
What type of store was it?
It was a grocery store. I mean, sold different things, hardware. I guess he sold everything because that was the only store in the community.
And what was the name of the store?
I don't know. It was just Joe Clark's store.
Everybody knew it as Joe Clark's.
That's right.
Was there another store in town?
No, that was the only store. Eatonville was a small community.
Right.
It was only four or five houses in Eatonville. I can't remember,
uh-huh.
you know, but it was just a small community. It just grown here recently, you know.
Now, you said that you played ball and you swam,
mm-hmm.
and you jumped rope.
Mm-hmm.
You remember jumping rope.
Mm-hmm.
Did you play any other games that you could
remember? No, we didn't. Mm-mm.
What was a day, let's just explain maybe what activities you would do as a child in a normal day around your home when you weren't in school.
Well, I would play the piano all the time.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Oh, you played the piano?
Yes.
And were you taught to play the piano?
I started playing the piano when I was 3 years old, and my grandmother taught me music. She was a music teacher.
She taught you to read music?
Yes.
And play music?
Yes.
Okay. Now, this you said, now your great-grandfather was Joe Clark.
My great-great-uncle, my grandmother's uncle, which made him my great-great-uncle.
Okay. And it was your grandmother who taught you to play the piano?
Yes.
Now, what was her name?
Matilda Mosley.
Okay.
She raised me.
I was the only granddaughter she had.
You still play the piano?
Yes.
For what, churches? Or?
Yeah, sometime.
Do you teach piano lessons?
No, I don't have a piano.
Mm-mm. Do you remember some of the tunes that she taught you at the beginning?
Mm-mm.
You said you learned at 3 years old?
I started playing the piano by air at 3 years old. I could play anything, just pick it up.
Uh-huh. And when did you start learning to read music?
I was six.
But before that, you already were playing.
That's right. Mm-hmm. By air.
Okay. Do you remember some of those songs you played by ear?
Mm-mm. No, I don't. Just anything that I would hear. Any song that I would hear, I'd just pick it up and play it.
Mm-hmm. And now do you do that still?
I can still pick anything up. It's just a gift I got.
Mm-hmm.
And I can sing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you sing for the church, or do you sing?
No, I don't do no singing now at all. But when I was coming, when I was a girl, I was going to Hunger for school, and I did all the lead in our chorus.
Grandmother was a singer too?
No.
Just piano.
And she couldn't play without music. And she went to Morris Brown College. And she didn't finish, but that's where she attended school.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you went to Hunger.
Mm-hmm.
To school.
Mm-hmm.
What? Now, I asked you this a minute ago, and you said the town was real small, but can you give me, like, just a description of just the way the streets looked?
The streets were all dirt roads. We didn't have any paved streets. The only paved street we had was out here Kennedy. That's the only paved street we had in Eatonville. All the rest of our streets were all dirt roads.
Okay.
Just recently we had the streets paved.
Do you remember what the people did for a living, most of the people?
Most of the people around here, they picked oranges and they did domestic work.
For the people in Winter Park?
Winter Park and Maitland Roundabout.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. How many brothers and sisters did you have?
I had two brothers, no sisters. I'm the only girl in my family.
Now, you were pointing out at the exhibit a number of photographs. Those are photographs that...
All those my people.
Uh-huh. Do you have a lot of your relatives still living here in Eatonville?
Yes, I have an aunt that's living here in Eatonville, and I got a bunch of cousins here in Eatonville, and my mother's in a nursing home. That's it.
Tell me what school was like when you were growing up.
It was always, I'm not bragging, I always was a smart little girl. Because I started school when I was 5 years old, and I could read and do everything when I started school. Because my grandmama would always teach me at home.
Uh-huh.
And I would hear my cousins, which were much older than me, and I would pay attention to them. When I went to school, it all just came together. And I skipped third grade.
Because you were ahead of all the other kids.
And I finished high school at 16. Because my birthday was coming up that November. I would have been 17, November the 26th. So.
What did you do after high school?
I went to college a year.
Uh-huh.
I had a scholarship in music.
Uh-huh. Where'd you go to college?
Florida Normal. It was in St. Augustine during that time.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of it.
And then I quit and got married and started traveling. That's it.
And when did you come back to Eatonville?
Oh, I don't know. Let me see. 1954. And I've been here ever since.
Now,
just traveling often, you know, go and come back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What types of changes, say, from the time that you left after high school?
Well, it's been a lot of changes. I mean, everything has changed because the town has grown. That's all
Now, has the town grown mostly with people who are from Eatonville?
Or? No, people came into Eatonville because a lot of the people that were in Eatonville, they died. You know, the older people are dead and gone.
Uh-huh.
Because my grandmother I have a plaque. My grandmama was awarded the oldest citizen of Eatonville at that time, and she died in 1980, and she was 89 years old.
Well, so is there anything else you can remember?
No. Mm-mm.
No.
No, that's about it.
Okay.
Because there's nothing happened around here. I mean, this was always a small community.
Were you here when they built the interstate through the town?
Yes, I was here.
Uh-huh. What type of things did changes happen after that?
Did nothing happen. You just built a road through here, that's all.
Uh-huh. Was the town at the center, is that the same center of town as you see out here now?
Mm-hmm.
Part of it toward the interstate.
No, just this thing out here. They got Interstate 4. That's the only thing they put the road through there. They bought a lot because they bought a lot of sand from my stepfather. You know, they bought sand from different people. You know, and that's how they put this road through here. That's the only thing.
Were there any particular personalities that you remember in the town? You mentioned Zora as one of them, but are there any of the
Well, the only reason why they praising talking about Zora is because she wrote those books and things. Zora's never done nothing for Eatonville. She just wrote those books. Because
right.
Every time she came here, she never did attend church or nothing because she never did stay here long enough.
But she did some of her collections here with people, right?
Yeah, well, she would talk to people around here, but she didn't have too many friends here because the people didn't like it because she's putting their names in the book.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right, sure I do.
Because mm-hmm. I remember my godfather, his name was Ellis Jones. He wanted to shoot Zora one time because she had put his name in the book. You know how people are.
Sure.
And I was a little girl, but I remember just like it was yesterday because she's up there in my grandmama's yard sitting on the front steps, and he came up with this shotgun. You know, just a lot of people were angry with her because she put their names, if she had to disguise their names and put somebody else's names in, you know, in the book. But she did all her writing at Joe Clark's store. So just one of them things. And she didn't get popular till she died.
Where would she stay when she would come into town?
She would stay with my grandmother, Matilda Mosley, or either Meta Davis. And sometimes she stayed down to some place down on the lake down here where she could have peace called the Rainbow, some place down there, but she didn't stay down there long. But when she came to Eatonville, she stayed with my grandmother, either Meta Davis. And when the white people put the research studio over in Maitland, she stopped coming staying with us. She would always stay over there with those white people in Maitland because she, you know, did a lot of her work over there.
So there was when she came down with the group that she was traveling with to research, she would stay with them, right?
At the research studio in Maitland. That's what they called it. It was an art, Andre Smith art. You know, this man drew pictures and things. And it's a studio. It's still over in Maitland. It's still very active.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where she used to live over there.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember I know you told me earlier that she took you to Rawlings College, but do you remember anything else? Like when she
No, that's it. I told you everything.
Uh-huh.
I don't know nothing else. That's it.
Well, I just want to remind you that the tapes will be at the Florida Folklife Archives, and we will send a copy back to the community of Eatonville. And I've got a little form here that for you to sign that say that you know that we have the tape there.
Okay.
It's with the state, and I appreciate you talking to me.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.